Good morning, Audio Boom. It's Tuesday. On my way into Leeds in the usual queue of traffic. But it's 7 degrees, not freezing, although we are promised snow later in the week, according to the weather forecast. And, if anybody in any of my American pals is listening in the storm that you've got over there at the moment, stay safe. I promised to tell you about last week, so... If you'd followed me on Instagram and Twitter, you saw I went to a works do on last Thursday night, which was a Vegas-themed thing. Then immediately the next day, went down to Milton Keynes and met up with the team that I'm with for University Challenge. I think we got on quite well. We had our practice match against last year's champions and they thrashed us. And then we did a bit better against the OU academics. So I think we were getting used to using the buzzer. That's the key to the game. You've got to buzz in and get a chance to answer the bonus questions. And that's if you don't do that, then you're not going to get any points. So that's the tactic for it. So yeah, interesting experience. Then on Saturday we made our way into London. There were endless fun with trains being delayed by wires being down at rugby, and we had that reported endless times on the train. Got to ITV, it genuinely was ITV Towers. There was a huge tower block, and we were up on some high floor looking out over London. Had our interview and a set of tough questions. So I think we did all right between us, so we'll see. We'll be here in a couple of weeks, apparently. See how that goes. And then home again. It's been sort of a whistle-stop tour of the UK. But then home and worrying about Frank again. We thought that he'd stopped being sick with this medication that he's on for his thyroid, but then he was throwing up again on Monday yesterday. So I kept him off food for a little while and then started giving him small amounts of tuna and tinned expensive cat food. But it's just basically fish, bits of chicken. So he seems to be a bit better today. He's got to go back to the vet tomorrow, so just had a little worry about him. Then we've got a tile that he's replacing on the roof, a ridge tile, and it's damaged some of the tile or some other tiles are loose as well. So we've got a quote and have the insurance man come out to have a look at it, so wait to hear how much they're going to pay towards that or if there's going to be any fuss about it. And then work. Oh, joyous work. Too much to do and being pulled in different directions. Nobody setting priorities at the moment, so I don't know whether I should be doing the payroll support that's coming in, which is obviously important, or doing the project work, or doing internal helping other people. So hopefully I'm going to talk to my manager today and try and get some priorities sorted. And this is one of the things that is actually useful with the OU course I'm doing at the moment, which is my project course. So an element of that is planning and prioritising. So hopefully I can put that into practice and try and get something sensible sorted. Just looking at the schedule that the web implementation schedule, and I'm down for travelling to Kingston, Derby, Nottinghamshire, and then down to Essex, and then following week Cheshire. I can't even keep track of where I'm supposed to be going on that week, so it's a bit mad. I think I'm going to see if we can rearrange that to a more sensible schedule, because it's going to be not physically possible to do it, but we shall see. Anyway, yeah, so it's a perfect storm of things to worry about at the moment. But going back to OU stuff, enjoyed it. I had a tutorial last night, so I've got my assignment to write on intellectual property and DRM. I think I know what I'm doing for that. But I've talked about it before, but little plug actually for Cory Doctorow's book Information Doesn't Want to Be Free, which is his take on the world of copyright in this modern age. And you can get the first chapter free, which is actually a really good summary of the arguments that he puts forward and a good introduction to the subject. So have a look out for that. And I think I'm going to buy the full thing. I just need to have time to listen to it, but it is something that that affects all of us. Particularly, we have things like the House of Lords debating the so-called Snooker's Charter amendments last night. I can't remember which Lord it was, but one of the people who is actually supposed to be overseeing legislation saying, "I don't know what Twitter and WhatsApp are, but the terrorists do, so they should be banned." So, yeah, this is the kind of level of intellectual. I can't even think of it as a superlative of stupidity. They're proud to be ignorant. Which is scary. That's where I am at the moment. Lots to worry about, lots of things to stressing me, but I shall keep buggering on. And I'll speak to you all again soon.